So it's really taking some of those old product philosophies that Google can no longer adhere to for whatever internal political reasons and issues of scale, and doing them but twice as good. That compared to basically every other email startup which has really overloaded email and tried to push it into places where it doesn't belong.
This is another episode of the Automate and Grow podcast. My guest today is Raul Vora, and hopefully I pronounced his name right. He is the founder and CEO of Superhuman, which is addressing a huge problem that we all have. And what is that? What is Superhuman and what are you guys doing?
Well, Superhuman is the fastest email experience in the world. And as for the problem being huge, you couldn't have said it better. There's roughly 1 billion professionals in the world. And on average, we spend 3 hours a day reading and writing email. And with Superhuman, you can save anywhere from half an hour to many hours per week. And many of our customers end up getting to their inbox twice as fast as before, replying to their important emails sooner. Many of them actually seeing inbox zero for the first time in years.
So how did you decide that this was a problem you were going to solve?
It was a very personal problem for me. So previously, I also had an email startup called Reportive. We built one of the first Gmail plugins to scale to millions of users. When people email you, on the right-hand side of Gmail, we showed you what they look like, where they're based, where they work, their recent tweets, made it really easy to connect with them on a personal basis. Now, that product grew really quickly, ended up selling it to LinkedIn in 2012, where my team and I ran all of LinkedIn's email integrations. So it was our job to get LinkedIn profile data inside of email clients. And on that journey, I became intimately familiar with how professionals were doing their email. And the TLDR is really badly. And bizarrely, I could see Gmail getting worse every single year, becoming more cluttered, using more memory, consuming more CPU, slowing down your machine. It turns out that Gmail inside of Chrome is the single biggest reason why your laptop will run out of battery. I thought, this is absurd. Now, on top of this, people were installing plugins like our own, Reportive, but also Boomerang, MixMax, Clearbit, Yesware, you name it, they have it. And each of those plugins takes these problems of performance, speed, offline, CPU, memory, battery, and makes each one of them dramatically worse. So we simply decided, look, it's time for change. And so we imagined an email experience that's blazingly fast, that where every interaction takes place in 100 milliseconds or less, where searches feel instantaneous, where you never have to touch the mouse, you can do everything from your keyboard, you can fly through your inbox, an email experience that was visually gorgeous, which yet had all of the Gmail plugin ecosystem functionality baked right in, so you didn't have to bolt on different plugins. An email experience, of course, that just works offline. And with that, we built Superhuman. And here we are today.
So how long ago did you guys start up and where are you guys at now?
Well, we started working on the company. I started first. I was at the tail end of 2014, brought on board my two co-founders, Conrad and Vivek, in the summer of 2015. So we started writing code at that point. So at this point, we're over 5 years into our journey, about 60 people plus, growing really quickly, just had a tremendous year this past year and also last year, raised about $51 million from First Round Capital, Andreessen Horowitz, lots of other great venture firms. Mark Andreessen himself sits on our board. So it's really off to the races for us.
I mean, that, first of all, that's a crazy pedigree that you have and that you get to work with. So I definitely want to talk about that for a second after this. But the product itself is really interesting because, you know, a lot of us are conditioned to just buy a computer. You're using either the installed Apple or you're installing Outlook. And to your point, like, the experience is really rough. Right? Like it's getting worse and worse, it feels like, and you think you're crazy because it's your imagination. So how do you reimagine email? Like, what is that experience that you're trying to get to? I understand the speed, but how do you make it so that it doesn't lose the functionality that you want? Because there's all these things that you're used to using.
Well, I think this is a really good and deep question. And one of the things that we did differently in building our email clients compared to the many other startups that have tried to build an email client is not going too crazy in terms of presenting the user interface in a different way or trying to do something completely outlandish. the foundation that we built was, let's make it really, really fast. So in Gmail, for example, when Google built it, Paul Buchheit, the employee at Google who built Gmail, sat down to build it. He had a rule called the 100 millisecond rule. The idea was simple. Every interaction should take place in 100 milliseconds or less. Now, Gmail, of course, is not like that today. You can click on an email, it'll take a second. Searches will take many seconds. We've brought this rule back, but with a vengeance. So we do it twice as good. Every single interaction in Superhuman is actually instrumented to be faster than 50 milliseconds. So it's really taking some of those old product philosophies that Google can no longer adhere to for whatever internal political reasons and issues of scale, and doing them but twice as good. That compared to basically every other email startup, which has really overloaded email and tried to push it into places where it doesn't belong. Our goal is to help you get through your work twice as fast as before. Now, on top of that, we found ways in the user interface to add power user functionality, but without cluttering what you see, without making the experience feel visually overloaded. And our trick to that is something that we call Superhuman Command. So there's one shortcut that you have to know. It's just Command K. You type it in, and then boom, you get this box. And you can just type in the thing that you want to do. Maybe it's schedule the email to be delivered at a certain time in some foreign time zone. Or maybe it's to get a reminder if somebody doesn't reply. Or maybe it's to move the sender to BCC because you're on an introduction and to thank them for making the introduction. And all of those things become one keystroke away through the power of Superhuman Command.
It's an interesting opportunity. So this is basically a native client for Mac, like an app for Mac or for Windows, or is it like web-based?
Both, actually. So you can use Superhuman inside of Chrome on Mac or on Windows. We do also have a native app built for Mac, and we're building a native app for Windows probably next year.
And then business-wise, like how many people are using this, and then how do you actually make money?
Well, making money is easy. You know, we are huge fans of simply charging for value delivered. I'm not a fan of internet companies where the user is unwittingly the product. And pro tip, if something is free, guess what? You're the product.
Right.
And you're the one being monetized. We didn't want to do that. So we simply charge for the value we deliver. Superhuman is $30 per user per month, growing super fast. We can't share, as I'm sure you can imagine, sort of precise user numbers or revenue numbers. But we make money simply by charging. And because we're saving our users many hours per week, and we're actually helping them stay on top of an inbox. Here's a crazy fact for you. We just wrapped this analysis. It now turns out that 36% of our users achieve inbox zero in the onboarding itself. And we spend 30 really? Minutes with each customer when they start using Superhuman. That's like a whole other thing that we do. And more than half of all of our customers achieve inbox zero within 4 hours of starting to use the product. So that combination of getting through your email twice as fast as before, plus sustainably maintaining inbox zero, is the thing that we charge $30 a month for.
Yeah, because I mean, I think, you know, initially people might sit here, oh, it's another $30 a month. Like my email is much cheaper than that. But what the promise is that you're delivering real value. I mean, when 36% of people can get to inbox zero, I mean, let's look at what my number is. 30,000. How many emails are in your inbox somewhere? It's like 20, 30,000.
Yeah.
That's pretty common, right?
That is very common. I think the most I've seen is probably between 1 and 2 million. But even in that case, I remember, because I did that onboarding myself, getting that customer to inbox zero within 4 hours of using Superhuman.
Okay, so for anyone that's out there and they're trying to tackle a problem like this, how did you validate it, first of all? Did you go through anything, or did you just kind of say, look, this is the assumption, give me money and let's go do it?
That can work. If that works, fantastic, but you're kind of relying on luck at that point. For me, it began with a very individual, intuitive sense of the problem. I've been a startup founder and CEO for 10 years at this point, if not longer. And so I personally knew what it was like to be the kind of person for whom email is work and work is email. Our typical customer is an executive, a founder, an investor, or a manager, or they work in sales, success, or business development. They are living inside their inbox. Their inbox is where they do work. Now, fortunately, I had been that type of person. So I knew just how slow Gmail was getting. And I was, I hate to say it, but this is true, I was also part of the problem. Reportive was the first Gmail plugin to get any degree of popularity, to get to millions of users. And the thing is, if you take a platform that is already slowing down and you start bolting on top other plugins, guess what? It's going to get even more jank. It's going to go even more slow. So I could see the way that this was trending. How did we validate it? Great question. So in year one of Superhuman, I created a landing page. It was really simple, probably had just a paragraph's worth of copy about what we're building and why, and a little box where folks could sign up. Then I found a strategic way to inject Superhuman into the news cycle. But it turns out that was the year, if you recall, that Dropbox had acquired Mailbox and was about to shut them down. And I thought, aha, this is a way that I can be relevant with my story, because it's sort of traditional Silicon Valley life cycle where you have this company, it's really promising, they raise all this funding, it becomes a big deal, then it gets acquired by a company, and then it just sort of disappears and ultimately is a letdown and people feel hard done by. How do you solve that? Now, I happen to have a very successful acquisition, and Reportive had a 10-year lifespan. Many, many years after the acquisition, it continued to be used and loved by many people. And so I ended up writing a piece that is still a relevant piece today, so evergreen content marketing, if you will, on how to survive and thrive post an acquisition. And it's pretty interesting, because as a founder, you have to adopt a certain mentality in order to thrive. As a product manager, which is what most founders end up becoming when they're acquired, you need a very different set of behaviors. And many founders don't make that transition well. So I wrote that article, posted it on a very popular Medium publication, had it syndicated into QZ.com and some other sources. And that article ended up sending us in the region of 10 to 20,000 new signups.
Wow.
Now, for every person who then signed up, this is the trick. And, you know, I'm an active angel investor, and this is always my advice to founders when I invest in their companies, is one of the easiest ways to get those early signups in the beginning is just find one PR event in that first year to be relevant to, write some evergreen content. It will send you a spike when it launches and a continuous trail thereafter. But the work doesn't stop there. Every single person who signed up from that received an email from me. Now, it was an automated email, and it was something along the lines of subject line, thank you for signing up. And then the body was like, hey, this is me, I'm Rahul, I'm the founder and CEO of Superhuman. I'd love to learn more about how you do your email. Two really quick questions. Number one, what do you use for email today? Number two, what do you hate about it? And obviously not everybody replied, but the people who did, they actually entered a real organic conversation with me. I would respond and they might say something like, hey, I use Gmail, I use Boomerang, I think it's pretty cool. And I would say, okay, great. Well, what do you really dislike about Gmail? What do you really dislike about Boomerang? They would then probably say, I really don't like how slow Gmail has become. Sometimes it hangs for seconds when I click on something. And every now and then it loses a draft. Like if I start it on one computer and I go to my phone, I lose the progress I've made. And for some reason, it just doesn't really work offline. When I'm on a plane, I don't feel like I'm productive as I want to be. And I'm diligently taking notes on all of these things. And then I might ask, well, when it comes to Boomerang, what features do you use? And they might say something like reminders, scheduled send, and their new calendar thing. And I would say, well, if you were to stack rank these, which would you say is must have? And they would almost certainly say something like reminders are must have, schedule send, if I'm being honest, is a nice to have. And I did this 1,000 times in that first year of Superhuman. And so I did 1,000 customer interviews in year one.
That's amazing.
And this is the fastest way to do it. You know, the traditional advice is get outside the office and talk to people. And that's just highly inefficient. This way you can conduct on the order of 1,000 conversations in that first year.
When you probably see, I mean, it becomes very real at that point in two ways. One is people trust your product because they're a part of it, right? They're talking to the founder. When they see the progress of it and they see the things that they talk about become a reality, it's like instant brand equity. Like you can totally see the value of that. I don't know if I mentioned, but I started something called Founders Pack. And you know, the big problem I see is we don't really do enough to validate the idea and to talk to real customers. Everyone's trying to build these digital funnels. They're trying to do the scale of something that they haven't proven yet. And it's amazing to hear like someone that's raised $51 million from the OGs of VCs and you know the current market. I mean, who created the browser? Oh yeah, that guy.
Yeah, Marc Andreessen. So right? You're remembering correctly, he was the founder of Netscape.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, actually made the first commercial email clients that there was.
Right.
And it's kind of cool to have Mozilla a luminary now, like right? that on your board. Yeah.
Yeah. Which, but it is amazing that, you know, you've achieved that by doing it like almost like hand bombing, right? Like you're probably doing 3 discussions a day about the product and going in depth on behavior, right? So it's really interesting to see that firsthand and kind of unearth that, because I think there's this overemphasis on funnels and digital ways to reach people, and there's not actual conversations with people look like your customers. So it's pretty interesting to hear that. And you know, the final question I would say, because I want to be conscious of your time, is what is it like having Marc Andreessen on your board?
It's honestly nothing short of amazing. I mean, he's an incredible human being, one of the most intelligent people you'll come across. You might think that I talk fast. He talks even faster, a million miles a minute. And he has this perspective of being on multiple boards. When sometimes things are going badly, for example, we've had a piece of controversial press because a journalist didn't quite get it or something like that. You know, this is a difficult time for any founder. Sure. And it's inevitable in the journey of any company that is successful. Look at all the, you know, it's funny for the listeners and watchers of this, we were lamenting over our Zoom difficulties earlier. Think of how much they're going through right now, all of the criticism about end-to-end encryption, security.
Well, their reaction to it's the worst though, because it's destroying the product.
This is where a seasoned board member, someone like a Mark, can say, this is just how it goes. And actually, these are the moments where you as a leader get to, you know, it's a test of your mettle. Like, how strong are you? And someone like Mark, when I've been in those situations, he's almost like that silent coach in the back, or the coach that no one hears in the background. And in some of my hardest moments during Superhuman, he would like text me every day and just say, hey, we've got your back. You know, we really believe in you. Ignore the haters. Keep on going. And it's amazing that kind of moral support can make a key difference in taking a very difficult decision.
Would Marc Andreessen approve of what's happened to Zoom?
Well, I wouldn't want to speak on his behalf. But
the avatar
Zoom,
of Mark.
I think that Zoom is a fantastic company, and
it is, yeah.
It's interesting, for as good as they are at building incredible video conferencing software, I wish they were that good at building incredibly designed user experience. And I'm sure it's just a matter of time. You know, they've made their mark on making the actual video call experience phenomenal. And I'm pretty sure they're hiring an amazing team around that to make the overall experience just as good.
Yeah, I encourage them to look at their product 10 months ago versus now, because it was way easier to use and it worked consistently and there was no surprises. So I think it was more superhuman then. I encourage you guys to have lunch with the founders. I'm sure you're in the same sphere. Anyways, we used to love Zoom up until about 2 minutes ago. All right, we still love Zoom. I want to be conscious of your time. So first of all, I want to acknowledge you for the incredible journey that you've gone on and the problem that you're tackling. So we all thank you for that. Thank you for Superhuman. How do people get in touch with you, or what's the best way to get a hold of Superhuman?
Sure. Well, you can find me directly. My inbox is open, rahul@superhuman.com. If you are a native Twitter user, you can also direct message me. Excuse me. That's Rahul Vohra, RAHULVOHRA. My DMs are open, so I'm pretty easy to get a hold of.
That's amazing. You get to, your inbox may be full all of a sudden, maybe not from this, but if that's your, but you get the tool to deal with it, right?
Absolutely.
All right, I'm going to wrap up with a couple quick questions. The first is, Jim Rohn says you are the sum of the 5 people you spend the most time with. So who do you, Raul, spend the most time with?
Great question. So my girlfriend, of course, my close family, I'm lucky to have cousins that just live down the block here in San Francisco.
Oh, cool.
And obviously my executive team, the people with whom I run Superhuman. That's slightly more than five people, but these are the people that I spend the most time with.
That's great though. How are you changing the world?
Well, this is the big one. Like I said, we help people get through their inbox twice as fast as before, save hours per week. And if you think about what these are hours that our customers can use to be better at work and at play, to be more inspirational, more productive leaders, whilst also becoming better partners, better family members, better parents, whatever it is.
I love it. That's a great answer and a great mission. Okay, the final thing is when we have interesting people on the Automate and Grow podcast, we like you to nominate other interesting people. We usually talk to experts, entrepreneurs, not limited to any sort of area, but usually the first person that pops to your mind is the best person. But who would you like to nominate as a future guest of Automate and Grow?
I would like to nominate another founder called Rahul, not just because he shares my name, but also because I think you're going to love talking to this guy. He is the founder of a company called Cohere. Cohere have built this incredible software to do onboarding better. It allows your sales reps or your customer reps or your success reps to literally see what's happening on the customer's screen and to guide them through your product. It's really a phenomenal piece of software. And I know the audience will love it. And for a nice bit of human connection, Rahul actually used to be an intern at Superhuman.
No way.
Although, of course, we had a rule that he couldn't have my name. So we called him RGS at the time. But yeah, I'd like to nominate Rahul. Oh, and one final thing I'll throw in there.
Sure.
For folks who have been listening or watching and think that Superhuman might be a tool that is good for them, we do have a waitlist. We have 365,000 people on our waitlist waiting for access. We're diligently working through that. What I will say for members of the Automate and Grow community is if you head to superhuman.com, if you sign up, and if you say in the form, how did you hear about us? And if you enter the Automate and Grow podcast, then I'll make sure that you get bumped right to the top of that queue.
Oh, wow. That's
and
amazing.
We'll get to onboarding you straight away.
All right. I feel like I have to do a bunch of extra video promotion of this now, because that's a really great offer to jump to the head of the queue. So.
For sure.
Thank you so much for that. Well, I want to acknowledge you again for the work that you're doing. And thank you so much for spending time with me today. I hope to see you come back anytime. And we will see you a future episode. What's his an acronym for the other Rahul?
RGS.
RGS.
That's his
initials. He's going to be like so mad at me for calling him RGS. But RGS, we look forward to having you on a future episode of Automate and Grow. Thank you so much for your time today. And let me know if there's anything I can do to help you out as well.
Thank you, sir. Take care. Bye-bye.
This has been another episode of Automate and Grow podcast. We will see you in a future episode of Automate and Grow.